Morning. It's 7:57 a.m. on Wednesday, September the 8th, 2021. Yeah, I'm up late this morning. I hung around for an extra hour. Before I managed to get my act together to get out the door, so there's that. Sun's up. It's still really chilly here this morning. 56 degrees. It's delightful. It's really delightful. All right. Background noise is really high, and I'm talking really slow, really low, softly. I need to talk a little bit louder. I noticed yesterday the difference between the noise floor and my voice was really quite low. I think once I got it through post-production, it came out okay, but it was like, really? I spoke that softly? Apparently I did. Anyway, yeah, I spent a little time editing this morning. I haven't started words yet. I need to get back and start words. I got my 2,000 yesterday. I'm just barely breaking the 2,000 word mark. I think it was like 2065. Day before on Monday, and then 2045 yesterday. But it's 2K, and the story, the cat is coming along. I'm finding it very difficult to swap between the cat and Ishmael. Fast this morning, or pushing hard. I don't know that I'm walking fast, but There's a lot of high thin clouds around. The sky is, there's a lot of blue, but it's a faint blue. And I don't know how much of the haziness is due to smoke and how much is actually just a very thin layer of high clouds. Doesn't really matter, I suppose. So the wizard's cat is coming. It's not coming easily, but it's coming along. I'm resorting to throwing words against the page to hope, and hoping something actually will stick. I know I'm going to have to go back and reorganize this. little bugger. But I'm putting words on the page. That's really what matters. Truck. Given that it was only a pickup, yikes, that was loud. One of the people I follow on Twitter is Natanya Baron, or maybe it's Natanya Baron, I don't know. She does periodically, I don't know how often, but I catch them every once in a while. She has these thread talks, not to be confused with TED talks, but she's a real expert in textiles and the industry of textiles and the politics of textiles. She's really, really insightful in a lot of this stuff. She finds pictures and then talks about why those pictures are significant. It's fascinating. But she asked a question, I want to say, yeah, it must have been yesterday, because I don't know about today yet very much. But I think it was yesterday. She asked a question, what do you mean by success? What is success to you? And there's a lot of people who ask that question. It's like, what is success? And usually it's like, well, best-selling novel, I get a movie deal, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I hit my word count today. I've got a book in production and I'm writing the next one. That's success. That's success. Even on days when I'm not writing the next one, it's still success. It's more successful when I'm writing. It's another noisy truck. Vroom, vroom. I'm sure your neighbors love you, sir. My neighbor has a Hummer. When he fires that sucker up, the neighborhood rumbles. So I finally ran out of Civ CEO. I finished it yesterday. Seven books. It's the seventh was part one of two. I think the series has to be wrapping up. I don't know how we could go beyond. There comes a point in every game where you have to either win or lose. Start over. Well, every game except Skyrim, and I suspect, and I know Fallout 4 has the same dynamic. It's like, okay, you achieve a major milestone, and then you go back to work. You go back to play. One of my, and after playing Skyrim for years and Fallout 4 for a very long time. Come up when I get ready, sit with me. Monk post. And Ark, where I never even came close to winning. I played Outer Worlds. And if you were listening to the episodes, I was playing Outer Worlds. Outer Worlds was fun. It was fun. It was, it was humorous. It was different. It was enjoyable. And then I won, and I had to start over. What? What do you mean I have to start over? How does this even work? What do you mean I have to start over? And in truth, I've played games where you win or you lose, and you, either way, you have to start over. Game over, man. Game over. So in Civ, it's win or lose, and I think you can go back afterwards and keep playing. I'm not sure. If you win. If you lose, your civilization is lost to the sands of time. And then you do have to start over. So the Civ CEO series, it has to be coming to the end here. Probably in the next book. In the meantime, I picked up that's an airplane, if you can't tell. I picked up Robin Peterman. What is it? You might be right. WRITE. As a gimmick, the story is about a writer. And I'm always kind of skeptical of stories about writers, where the writer is a main character. NaNoWriMo projects, where the main character is a writer trying to get through NaNoWriMo. Jesus. On point or what? I don't know. They make me a little uncomfortable. They seem a little too precious. But I have to hand it to Peterman. She does a really good job. I really like the story. This is second book in a series. Pretty sure it's the second book in a series. There's a third one. I don't know if it's available yet or if it's one of these pre-order nightmares, but I've talked about pre-orders before. I don't like what pre-orders do to visibility. I know readers want to have a pre-order. I know this is true. And I appreciate that it's true, that it's convenient for some. It's not convenient for me because of the rules around pre-orders. It's simply not a risk I'm comfortable taking. I could take the risk, but I would be exceptionally uncomfortable with it, and that would be a significant problem. I'm all about the comfort. My comfort. Sorry. My comfort. And I really hate pre-orders. As a reader, when I go in, oh yeah, okay, let's get the next book, and I realize it's a pre-order. And I'm like, look, a pre-order doesn't do me any goddamn good. Because I need something to read right damn now. Not January 2022, for crying out loud. Not even September 15th. I need a book now. Not tomorrow. Now. Right now. Not just today. Right damn now. So pre-orders don't do me any good. As a reader, they don't do anything for me. I think I have at the moment, I think I have 7 books that I can pick from on my Kindle right at the moment, right now. And that list did not reset overnight. Oh, that was interesting. It did not reset. I checked when I got up this morning. It did not reset overnight. I wonder why. Has it reset now? Yes, I am looking. Yes. Yes, it has. So, it's not being charged up overnight that causes the problem. Strike that one. Bummer. I'd hoped I'd fixed it. People having breakfast at the gazebo this morning. Lovely place to have breakfast. I had my peanut butter toast. I need to get my bagel. I haven't had a bagel yet today. I haven't had my salmon. I have had a lot of peanut butter, so I'm not really hungry. Coming up on the house already. Not quite as fast as yesterday, but still better than 22 minutes, which is what I was doing there for a while. It's a trash guy coming in. It's just past 8 o'clock. No. Okay, good. Made in the shade. Speaking of the shade, I'm in the shade of the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.